7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
I have a match for Seidel.
What kind of a match?
A perfect fit. Like a glove. This match was made exactly to measure.
Perfect fit, made to measure. Muttle, stop talking like a tailor and tell me who is it?
Oh my god. Okay, the current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of Bowling for Tevye.
Isn't that right, Pip? It's time for Bowling for Tevye.
Okay, hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of Bowling for Tevye. And I've got a cat in the kitty business pit with me today. Hello, everybody say hi to Pippa, my cat. Oh, did you hear that, Pippa? That's everybody saying hi to you. You want to say hi to everybody here in the bowling alley? Do you want to say hi to Tevye? Well, apparently my cat's not talking today. Not the biggest surprise in the world. But I'm drinking tea. Also not the biggest surprise in the world. Oh, good. Gotta get this in me. Good gouch on today. Oh. Alright, so where did we leave off? What are we doing? What's happening? What the hell's going on? Alright, so, yesterday, I pushed myself a little bit too hard. I, overstepped my bounds, made myself a little sick. And, yeah, I'm kind of riding that out a little bit today still. So today is kind of a chill-out, do-nothing day. Because, one, it's way too hot to go outside again. It's crazy hot, and yeah, I'm sure I could think of some other reasons, but I really don't need to. I don't know why I was looking for reasons, Pip, but it's my show. I'll do whatever the hell I want, right? We do kitty stuff. Me and you do kitty businesses. We're doing kitty business. I don't know what the hell you're doing. Okay, so anyway, before we get into anything nutty, I did spend some time this morning while I was eating my breakfast of pepperoni and waffles. I spent that time looking at schematics for, you know, oh good, there she goes, for ultra low frequencies or extremely low frequency and very low frequency radios. Right, because it's always been, for many, many years now, it's been a dream of mine. Maybe it's just a dubious goal to actually build an extremely low frequency radio. And yeah, I haven't done that yet. And why haven't I done it? I don't know. I always blame the inductors. I don't know what inductors are, or how they work, or what they, well, you know, I kind of do. But, yeah, no. So, yeah, I can't make inductors. So, Ted will just follow the instructions. Well, no, there's a... Yeah, no. It doesn't work that way. Oh, good tea. So, yeah, I was looking at some schematics. Schematics. And I thought, yeah, this would be fun to build one of these. And I thought, look, yeah, and it doesn't really, it's not going to cost me much. I could make this out of pocket change. And of course, I always think that. I always say that because it's true. Those those 8 resistors, those 2 transistors, those capacitors, a couple of diodes. Yeah, those parts. About a buck 80, about $1.80. Call it $2. But that box it goes in is, you know, $15.99. You're gonna need a whipped antenna for it, another $15.99. Need a power supply for it, blah 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 blah. So yeah. Good tea. Good tea today. Oh, I need the tea to calm down my guts, because my guts are being weird. I just did it to myself. I feel terrible. And then I'm also trying to figure out what it is I'm going to eat for lunch today. Although I did go to the store. What do I want? I don't know. If I have the energy, it's going to have to be Mongolian onions, because whatever I've been eating for the last couple days hasn't been helping me any. And so, yeah, I do have onions. I do have a bell pepper. I've even got some mushrooms. Plus, I have a... I have a brand new, unopened bottle of oyster sauce. Well, plus, I've got an unopened bottle of Shaoxing too. I'm ready to rock. The problem, and now that I'm thinking about this, see, the weird thing is I sort of slept okay, but I slept weird, but okay, and it's that time of year. It's gonna get worse, but so far so good. But I got up early. This is one of those weird early days for me, and since it's weird early day, it means I'm going to have to eat lunch early. And, see, I don't like to cook a lot unless I'm eating late. There's not going to be any way to possibly explain this. No. Yeah, ha-ha. Okay, in that case, back to Tevye.
So, now, tell me what you dreamt, and I'll tell you what it meant.
Oh, it was terrible.
Tell me.
All right. Only don't be frightened. In the beginning, I dreamt that we were having a celebration of some kind. Everybody we knew, all of our beloved departed, were there. All of them. Even your great uncle Mordechai was there. And your cousin Rachel was there.
Yeah, so I'm watching a little Fiddler on the Roof today. Why is it on so early in the morning? Oh, good stuff. Topol, always killing it. So funny. Anyway, yeah. So that's what I'm doing today. I think I'm just gonna watch classic movies. You know what was on the other day? The Harder They Come was on again. It was something else. Oh, Dangerous Liaisons was on the other day. Malkovich crushing it. And Uma Thurman. And, God, what else? There's been a lot of really great movies on the last couple days. Like, what was it, yesterday? Yesterday, when I woke up, they were playing Strangelove. Wow, just crazy. Anyway. Oh, and Blow Up was on during prime time, and all kinds of weird stuff's been going on the last few weeks. Anyway. I'm drinking tea. and it's time to get into some music. So I'm going to walk over to the jukebox over here in the corner of the bowling alley and point out some of the new selections. Now, some of these new records here in the jukebox were suggested to me by everyone's favorite expatriate Scotsman, Stug. And what did Stug tell me about? He's like, hey, you gotta check this band out. And I'm like, yeah, I need to check this band out. And this band is called Nini Music. And this is what I am led to believe is a Taiwanese woman who plays a Chinese-style shamisen, which I can't remember the name of. It's a san san san. I can't remember the name of it, but the difference between this type of shamisen and like a Japanese type is the length of the neck, and so it's like baritone or bass. And this is some pretty good stuff. I'll just start. We can talk about it after we listen to some. Okay, very interesting. Wait, what the hell's going on over there? All right, the cat has climbed up on top of the cat. Okay, whatever. Very interesting music. Nini Music. That was her song, Long Ma. And, okay, a lot to dissect there. Very cool. Very, very in-depth. Love the horses. Love the instrumentation, the blast beats. Okay, yeah, if that's what you want to do, that works for me. I like that particular track just because it goes somewhere. It's everywhere. It's everywhere I want to be. Huh. And I do want this. I do want this instrument. Very, very interesting. I like the scale. But this is not the only instrument she plays. No. We gotta hear some more of this, because this is where it starts to get interesting. Not only does she write her own music, she also does some covers. And, yeah, apparently she has herself an electric Ruan, which is interesting. It's like, imagine a moon lute, but with frets. And four strings, it's a tetrachord. And I want one. I want one. But, yeah, no. Here. Here's a cover. Check this out. Name that tune.
Daughter and her new husband, I accept your gift. There's a famous saying that...
Octavia, I'm not marrying your daughter. I don't have to listen to your sayings.
Why, if you would only listen for one moment...
I listen to you, a man who breaks an agreement!
Not knowing!
And here we go. And now the big fight starts. And this is what you get for having... a wedding reception in the bowling alley. Oh, Tevye. getting into an argument with the greatest hacker ever, Laser Wolf. That's right. Laser Wolf doesn't end up marrying Tevye's daughter. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Nini music. Apparently she's providing the music for this wedding reception. And she's doing Blue Oyster Cult covers. That's right. Don't Fear the Reaper. That was awesome. Wasn't that awesome? Peppa Pippa just walked over here again. Hi, you want to smell the tea? Yeah, here, smell it. Smell it. Smell it. Now she's walking away. drinking Gaoshan today. So good. Yeah, they serve Gaoshan here at the bowling alley. Anyway. So, yeah. Now what do we do? Oh, goodness gracious. That's our show for today. You've been listening to... Oh, my God. We still have 10 minutes left. So, yeah. Fiddler on the Roof. So... Yeah, so Tobe, what's your fascination with Fiddler? Okay, what's my fascination with Fiddler on the Roof? How do I explain this? Well, no, it's not that I have a fascination with it so much as it was sort of forced upon me as a child. Let's see. When I was a child and I started taking instruction for music, which I never should have done. That was a big mistake. I started playing violin. And, pretty much the first music that they stuck in front of me was music from Fiddler on the Roof. Now, why is this? Well, because Fiddler on the Roof was going through a big revival at the time. It probably reopened on Broadway. I don't know this for sure, but a little bit of research that I could have done, but didn't, would bear this out. But here's what probably happened, and then I'll get into how it affected me. I think Fiddler on the Roof was enjoying a revival on Broadway. And this caused an interest in the show. And the movie was re-released. And me and my friend Brian and his sister and my brother, our moms dragged us to see Fiddler on the Roof, the movie. And it's a good movie. Good epic film. Not bad, right? It's a genius film. Come on. And so then... You know, I saw the movie, and I had to play the music in school, and then I had to play the music in the district orchestra as well, and it was a big deal. And then, a year or two later, I'm in junior high school, and what's the school musical, the school play that year? Of course, it's Fiddler on the Roof, and just everything's Fiddler on the Roof. And then, by the time I got to high school, I'm still playing Fiddler on the Roof, and so blah, blah, blah. I'm very familiar with Fiddler on the Roof and its music. And I do like to watch the movie from time to time. If only for my favorite line ever, which is, you know, after, what's his name? Seitzel? The tailor guy. He gets a sewing machine. And, he very proudly announces in one scene, "Don't you realize what this means? We never have to wear handmade clothing again." Good tea. So yeah, I've seen Fiddler quite a few times, both on screen, on stage. And I know the music like the back of my hand. It's so depressing, though. Anyway, yeah, so let's not be depressed. Let's have some happy music.
baby.
I needed that. Dig That Groove, Baby by the Toy Dolls. Because, let's face it, every once in a while you just need to dig a groove. You need to dig a groove, even if you're in the bowling alley with a bunch of cows. Oh my goodness, what am I gonna do today? I should probably work on some music. I should probably start prepping some vegetables. I should probably start cutting up those onions. I should probably start cutting up that bell pepper. Maybe slice up some mushrooms. Put them all in a little plastic box so all my mise en place is finished, ready to go, rock and roll for the next 3 days. Then I can eat Mongolian onions. And somebody missed the big Mongolian onion explanation. So if you're still wondering what Mongolian onions is, basically, French a couple of onions and a bell pepper. You know, put them aside. Start stir frying these up with some mushrooms and some white pepper, black pepper, red pepper, some garlic, and then once it's mostly done, deglaze with Shaoxing, then deglaze with shoyu, then add some oyster sauce to taste. Serve over rice. It's delicious. Oh my God, now I'm making myself hungry. Not just talking about it. Wow. Now I'm starving. So let me tell you this. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and yeah, I guess I should probably start cutting up some vegetables, so later.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.